real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
New LSU head football coach Lane Kiffin could earn postseason bonuses depending on how far his former school, Ole Miss, advances in the postseason. This, according to the Baton Rouge Advocate, LSU could reportedly pay Kiffin up to $1 million in postseason bonuses that were in his contract at Ole Miss, depending on how the Rebels fare in the college football playoff. Now in Kiffin's new deal, the Advocate reports his $13 million a year salary, that is the second highest in the country, behind only Georgia's Kirby Smart. UCLA is hiring James Madison head football coach Bob Chesney to lead the Bruins football program. Chesney will stay with JMU through the Sun Belt Championship game and a possible bid in the college football playoff. The Vikings waive veteran wide receiver Adam Thielen today. He wants to play for a playoff contender but says he'll retire after this season. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy will have an opportunity to play in Week 14. Colts corner Sauce Gardner out a few weeks with a calf strain.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, California wine grape growers have removed nearly 40,000 acres of vineyards, roughly 7% of the state's wine grape acreage, between October of 2024 and August of this year. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers 2025 Standing Wine Grape Acreage Report provided the most detailed view yet on the location and amount of acreage growers have pulled out in response to a global downturn in wine sales. The Trump administration has proposed sweeping changes to the Endangered Species Act, setting up a fight with conservation groups. The draft rules would allow economic considerations to factor into decisions and eliminate automatic protections for newly listed threatened species. Environmental groups warn the administration is trying to narrow what qualifies as harm by excluding many forms of habitat modification. Officials say the changes are aimed at improving efficiency and transparency. U.S. wheat farmers are welcoming the Trump administration's effort to expand agricultural trade in Latin America with four new trade deal frameworks expected to be signed soon. Dalton Henry of U.S. Wheat Associates told RFD-TV the agreements could boost demand in key markets such as Ecuador, where trade barriers are easing and purchasing opportunities growing. Frameworks with El Salvador and Guatemala are also under development, offering expanded access for U.S. wheat.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are giving back some of last week's rally as Bitcoin prices fall and most of the Magnificent Seven large-cap tech stocks decline as investors continue to worry about valuations of big tech firms and spending on artificial intelligence. Shares of NVIDIA are up 2%. The AI chip-making darling has invested $2 billion in chip design software maker Synopsys. The move is part of an expanded multi-year tie-up to jointly develop new tools for designing products across industries using its AI technology. Shares of Synopsys are up 4%. And shares of Joby Aviation are falling 4% after Goldman Sachs recommended that investors sell the maker of electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. Analysts at Goldman say its valuation is too high, given that no one knows how the industry will develop. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
I hope you're in the mood for some laughs and no serious discussion of taxation, inflation, stagflation, or the state of the nation. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Automobile accidents are no laughing matter. Indeed, they're serious and too often tragic. But someone has found a lighter side, if that's possible. By way of the Toronto Sun comes a list of quotations from insurance or accident forms. These are the statements all too many of us have had to make when we fill out a form summarizing exactly what happened in an accident. I thought you might enjoy hearing some of the more imaginative ones. There is, for example, the man who explained, "Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree I don't have." Or the fellow who wrote, "I thought my window was down, but found out it was up when I put my hand through it." This one should give you something to think about. "I collided with a stationary truck coming the other way." Another fellow said, "My car was legally parked as it backed into the other vehicle." And, "The telephone pole was approaching fast. I was attempting to swerve out of its path when it struck my front end." Now, you'd think Ralph Nader would do something about those reckless telephone poles. But just suppose you're an insurance claims adjuster. It's Monday morning, you've had a nice weekend at the beach, and now you sit down at your desk, faced with a stack of reports such as these. A truck backed through my windshield into my wife's face. The guy was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I hit him. I was on my way to the doctor's with rear-end trouble when my universal joint gave way, causing me to have an accident. A pedestrian hit me and went under my car. I told the police I wasn't injured, but on removing my hat, I found that I had a skull fracture. The pedestrian had no idea which way to go, so I ran over him. Now, you'll have to admit that shows a certain ability to make quick decisions, just as this next one reveals a compassionate nature. I saw the slow-moving, sad-faced old gentleman as he bounced off the hood of my car. The indirect cause of this accident was a little guy in a small car with a big mouth. Now, this next fella must like to bet on sure things. He reports, "I was sure the old fellow would never make it to the other side of the roadway when I struck him." Here's another one of those telephone poles, only this time the pole isn't to blame. "In my attempt to kill a fly, I drove into a telephone pole." Detroit's going to have to do something about cars that fail to communicate. One victim reports, "The other car collided with mine without giving warning of its intentions." And finally, "I was unable to stop in time and my car crashed into the other vehicle. The driver and passengers then left immediately for a vacation with injuries." Well, my time's up. I'm leaving immediately without injuries, I hope. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawing Sundays in December. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom.
Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off. Kevin Will on this Monday afternoon with our special guest in studio, Isaiah Gomer from Paso Robles Waste and Recycle. Isaiah, thanks for coming back. Always appreciate talking to you about, something that we all use and need, I guess, at the same time, because we create what you folks have to do, and that's just part of living. But again, I want to, I always find it fascinating to find out a little bit, because the company, as we know it, Paso Robles Waste and Recycle, goes back to the late 50s, and with your grandma and your grandpa working when they purchased the company and so forth. But also, your dad, Dale, and his brother, Dennis, I noticed on the pages, they would work on the weekends at the landfill. Now, I know Dale in particular, he was pretty athletic and all that kind of stuff, so that must have been quite the dedication, and I'm not assuming that he learned a lot by doing that on the weekends, because when we think back into probably the mid-60s, maybe late 60s, kids on the weekends working at a landfill, that was kind of unique.
Yeah, part of my family history is we actually been in the waste industry since 1911. You know, my far family started in Portland, Oregon, and then we came down to California from there. And then my grandpa was tired of moving around because they had contracts in Ventura, Malibu at one point. But they're like, we're just tired of, chasing these contracts. So they chose Paso in 1957 because it was an opportunity. But back in the day, working at the landfill was something. But, all those containers were all done by hand, into a rear loader. So there was no automation that we use now. So you definitely had to be the real deal to pick up all those containers every single day.
Now, when your dad and mom took over the company, did you have to work weekends as well?
I mean,
because you were in sports as well.
Yeah, the California laws nowadays don't allow that to happen. But growing up, I was in my uncle's front loader on certain Fridays or something like that, where I was just hanging out in the front loader, helping him pull bins. That was fun.
So how old would you have been?
I remember just... From it, man, as long as I can remember being in that truck.
On, 7, 8, 9?
Yeah, I would be in there again. I would have to clean up the shop sometimes, doing that kind of fun stuff. But, I remember being little, and before we had a lot of recycling in the green waste containers out, my dad and I would go down the street and, pick up trash from people's houses if, a truck was down or something needed to be done.
Well, that, as you said, boy, if they caught you doing that now with your kids or something like that.
No, yeah, you can't do that nowadays. That's a no-no.
Well, again, and I'm sure you talked with your dad about this type of thing. That was a pretty good learning experience, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it probably more than my dad. My dad has a ton of stories, where he would be sitting in a truck while my grandpa is, talking to a customer for like an hour, back in Ventura or something like that. And he'd rather have been doing something else. But here in Paso, I've always enjoyed it. So it was always fun to do that with my dad or my uncle.
Well, but again, the ethic and probably the knowledge that you picked up unknowingly of, communicating with people, people maybe not so happy with the service, things like that, and you would hear it and probably stuck in your mind pretty well.
Yeah, when I didn't have school, we had a office on 12th Street. Yeah. I lived in that office with my grandparents and my mom, so I was always there with people coming by, calling us on the phone. So I got a lot of that customer service introduction at an early age.
Now, with the location that many people might still remember down there on 12th Street, was it simply that you, the city was growing and you outgrew that location?
Yeah, we had, our facility, our yard for our trucks was on Paso Robles Street. The office was on 12th Street. And as the city kept growing, my dad just, we needed a facility that everyone could really fit at. So when... on 2951 Wallace Drive came available, that's when they decided to move everything in one spot.
Was, and I should know this, but I don't remember, was that part of the old Wallace Machinery?
Yep, it's really unique. So Wallace Machinery was so old that there wasn't even any electricity on that side of town. That's how old the facility is. So there's actually an old room there that there used to be like the huge generators that they were taking natural gas and putting it in for making electricity back in the day.
So from Wallace, was that the old, the one that empty building we see there on, you know, going across the bridge? Was that Johnny Paola? Was that the original? No, maybe it was called John Deere or something else.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, you'd probably have to ask Mark about that one. I would. He might be our historian on that one. But yeah, from there, you know, GMC was in there at some time, I think, before us when we moved into that facility. But yeah, there's a lot of history on that side of town. It looks a lot different.
Yeah, it certainly does. Well, that facility out there has worked well for you.
Yeah, no, it's a good spot. Again, we're still growing as the city grows. You know, that facility gets smaller and smaller, but for right now, it's working good.
Well, one of the things that we're obviously going to tie in is somewhat of the generational, but you know, this bill that people may not be aware of, but have over the years since, you know, you came on board, I think back in 2011 when you got out of Cal Lutheran, have you talked to you know, your dad and others that worked there before you and longer about how the rules, just the general rules of primarily the state has affected all the waste folks in the state of California, which affects the consumers?
Yeah, so, I mean, back in the day for a long time, like, there really wasn't that much impacting the solid waste industry, right? You just had your garbage container, and then that was it. But in the year I was born, 1989, that's when the first, like, big recycling law came out in the state of California that said you needed to have curbside and commercial recycling. And then it's just since at that time, before our meeting today, you know, the latest update I have is 38 pages of bills that our industry is tracking that relates to solid waste one way or another. So every single year, I mean, you're talking, you know, 65 to sometimes 100 bills that are going to like potentially change the industry and like how you do business.
So when and it's funny because we were somewhat talking about this today. When you see these bills and you get something that's 38 pages, do you have to have somebody who somewhat, quote-unquote, specializes in this? Because I'm sure it's a lot of legalese and it's hard to follow.
Yeah, so I'm on the executive committee for the California Waste Hauling Council. So that organization for us does all of that reviewing. So, you know, that 38 pages, they just kind of give us the headline, you know, what impact that has in there. And then from there, they are up in Sacramento, you know, from representing our industry on supporting, you know, if we're neutral on it or opposition. And then we give them comments on everything to hopefully make it a little better.
Has there ever been a time when the comments worked?
You know, with the industry, when a lot of time, if everyone's against something, you know, and they don't have support, you know, usually those get pushed and then reworked and then come up at a later date. So it does happen, but it's less often than you would like.
Hmm. Well, tell us about the one that, this one, that, you know, we discussed a little bit before we came on air today.
Yeah, so SB 54 is going to be the big one. It's the Plastic Pollution Prevention Packaging Producer Responsibility Act. But that one's going to be our first big EPR program in California. It's still working on its regs, but it is trying to make all items produced and sold in California be recyclable or compostable.
When you say all, is that literally all?
I believe that is the intentions, yeah, like all. If you're buying something or selling something, ultimately they want it to be able to be recovered in one way.
Again, I'm repeating the question, but just so people know, I buy a refrigerator, I buy a new sofa, I buy whatever.
Yeah, I think the intentions are more for, you know, your papers, your plastics, your glass, you know, those items that are mostly filled up with your garbage can. I'm not sure how, you know, with your big bulky items, how those play a role into it. But I mean, they want your packaging from Amazon, you know, the items that you buy in the store, those to be recyclable or compostable.
And that's not just for anything that's manufactured in the state. It's from things that are sent into California.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal is if you're buying or selling it in the state, you know, it's going to fall into one of those categories.
Who's going to regulate that?
CalRecycle is, you know, the big one for the state of California. You know, they are in our industry, you know, who we follow and take orders from. So that division in California is the one that would be the lead agency.
Now, again, something that people need to be aware of is that this is not free. There is and will be, or because you told me that this has not been signed by Governor Newsom.
Yeah, it has not. So again, the issues with the regs and what they're working on is if those things are or are not, right, you have to, it's going to be a cost. And there's always a cost to a lot of these bills in California. Well, like one of the ones that I on the sheet that you can kind of just look up is, you know, these producers would have to have a fund with like $500 million in it. And that fund would go back to the MRFs and people collecting these materials to help process those materials to make sure they got to the right place.
So this would be an overhaul for all these companies in the way they deliver their products.
Yeah, and the tough one, why this one's a difficult one and a real big one. So you have our industry, you know, the haulers and collectors of these items, but the other industry is the actual ones making these products, and that's where it gets tricky because they're the ones ultimately going to be responsible for it. That's where the money is coming from, but if you put two and two together, that money that they're going to have to do to change up their systems to make these items or to pay fees if they're not, you know, all will increase the cost to most of those goods.
So where would your responsibility be as a waste company picking this up?
Yeah, you know, we're lucky in a weird way. You know, we're just a hauler. So, you know, we just go to your house and we take it to another facility. We won't have a lot, but it's the MRFs, the material recovery facilities, the processing places. Those are the ones where it's going to see the most impact in the waste stream.
So in addition to this one, and again, it's not signed yet. Is there any anticipation? One, if the governor will, and is it supposed to be 2026?
I don't believe so. The last meeting we had, I listened to the roundtable discussion from Sacramento that I got invited to. So I was in there. They're still working on gathering more information. CalRecycle staff still working on it. So, you know, they push out the timelines that they try to accomplish this stuff, but we have not seen any like official date on anything yet.
Well, this is on top of something that happened not too long ago, is the Organic Waste and Recycling SB 1383, which, if again, there's so many laws that come in the first of the year that people can't keep track of them, not only for the first year, but when it all backs up. But this is the one that requires everyone to separate food scraps and other organic waste from their trash.
Yep. So we actually have been doing this in Paso Robles for, you know, quite some time, but there were other communities in the state of California. They didn't have a recycling container. They didn't have a green waste container at your home and on your business as well. So what this bill did is made sure everyone in California had those three containers. And then you are, with this law, you know, required to make sure, you know, your recyclables go in the green, your organics, recyclables in the blue, where your organics in the green, and then your trash in that gray or black can. So it actually added color to every single space in California as well.
How can you guys monitor that? If they go to pick up people's waste and the lids are down, how do you know?
So yeah, the in San Luis Obispo County, we have the Integrated Waste Management Authority, which not every county has in the state of California. So you are required to do certain things in that bill to ensure, you know, compliance. But we have to, from a customer standpoint, we have to make sure that at minimum, everyone has those three containers. And then from there, there's some checking that you have to do annually.
All right, we'll get back to a little bit more on that. We are going to go break with Isaiah Gomer from Paso Robles Waste. We'll be right back.
Fox News I'm Tom Graham. The White House is restricting travel from Afghanistan after last week's shooting of two National Guard troops by an Afghan suspect. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The hard truth is that even when it comes to our legal immigration system, past presidents have failed to ensure that all prospective citizens love America, will add value and contribute to our communities.
Now, the suspect trained with the CIA in Afghanistan during the war on terror entered the U.S. legally in 2021. Accused killer Luigi Mangione appearing in a New York court today. He's accused of killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO. Brian Thompson was gunned down on a Manhattan sidewalk.
The first witness is a New York City Police Department public information officer. The defense likely trying to challenge him on some of the public statements police gave about this case.
Fox's Eric Shawn. America's listening to Fox News.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real downtown Atascadero and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Thatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Thatchy cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Thatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's Garden Lights and Winter Nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This Friday, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary horse-drawn hay rides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late, and wine and beer tastings will be available for participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off. Kevin Will with Isaiah Gomer from Bass and Robles Waste. And we wanted to finish up on this, the waste and how it is the authority that finds out. And you mentioned during the break that some of this may or has led to some privacy issues.
Yeah, that was a big part of when this bill was first done. I believe, you know, it was done in 2016, but it had a multiple years of all the reg stuff. And obviously, part of this, you know, source separating process is a requirement for jurisdictions to do some type of lid flip. So what the San Luis Obispo County Integrated Waste Management Authority will do, some of our residents have experienced it before, but they are required to go to a certain number of customers residentially and commercially to ensure that you have those three containers there. So usually they'll send you a flyer. They'll give some type of notice that they will be there. They have safety vests on. They are in their uniform. So it's not just a stranger walking there. So they try to do it, but They flip the lid, they ensure that, you know, you have your three containers and, you know, do a quick look, and that way they can complete all their audit and requirements for the law.
Now, one of the things I know that has confused people is what is deemed, you know, what can you take regarding hazardous materials, because that seems like that hazardous materials list has gotten longer.
Yeah, most of your items that, you know, like your batteries, your paints and all that stuff, those are all considered hazardous. We have a spot in our facility for e-waste that you're able to just drop off for free to like get that out of your container. But your light bulbs and batteries, you know, those are also, we are able to take it at our facility. But the landfill has a spa on every Saturday for a certain time where you can take your paints and more hazardous stuff. But those ones, those are all kind of under the special waste, you know, part of the industry. So we have opportunities, you know, for people to get them out of there. Obviously, when you go to Lowe's or you see these places, they'll have that tape back. You know, you can kind of see in the front of the building. So if most companies that sell paint or they sell batteries, they have to have a place for you to take back that as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's good to know because, folks, if you get confused about this, you can always go to the website of Paso Robles Waste. There's more than enough information. Well, they list the hazardous materials and everything else with the waste, the plastic and the whole nine yards. Now, since we're coming up on a busy season known as Christmas, that people are going to want to know because many of the containers are going to be quite full this time of the year, and they want to know, are they going to be able to pick up?
Yep. So, again, we have 4 days that we do not have a service, and those are on, holidays. The two that are coming up are on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. We halt all of our collections, so we do not service those days. So if you fall on that day, your service is just bumped 1 day. So if, you know, Christmas is on a Thursday this year, if you're a Thursday customer, that means you're going to go on Friday. If you're a Friday customer, you go on Saturday. So that's for both Christmas and New Year's Day.
And then after Christmas is done, a thing called a tree needs to get people need to get rid of the trees.
Yep. So I think we're the only hauler in San Luis Obispo County that does this. And then, all this information is for our Paso Robles City residents. The 2 weeks following Christmas, you're able to put out your Christmas tree next to your cans, hopefully not on top of your cans or in between your cans. Just put it, like 3 feet to the side on your curb. But we actually have a dedicated special route to go to your house on your service day to be able to pick up your tree for you.
Would somebody be able to, they don't want it out in the front of the street is too busy, there's too many cars and so forth, could they take it over to your yard?
We do have a drop-off box that we'll put in there after for people to come and get it if they miss it in time or, that pickup. So you can call our office. Obviously, there is a little bit of set of rules. Like, we can't have the flock trees. You know, if you have ornaments on there, we're not going to take it. So all that information is on our website that you can look up for your Christmas tree collection.
Do you still do the yearly people can leave stuff out?
Yeah, so for the county, it is a dedicated week. But for the city of Paso Robles, we have a dedicated Friday throughout the whole entire year. So all you have to do is call up our office, send us an email with 7 bulky items. So your mattress, your couch, your piece of furniture, whatever that item may be, you just call our office or email us and you let us know which items and we'll let you know the schedule when you can leave them out for us.
Okay, so that would be, until you said the schedule, I thought, you don't do that for just one person that calls up.
No, yeah, so again, it's for all the residents. You have one calendar year. So again, if you called in today, you got it scheduled, for next week, a year from now, you're able to use that service. So it's an annual one. You can use it every single year.
Is that something that the county, you guys got together and decided to do this? Was this something, your dad or someone?
Most of all of the contracts in the county have some type of, collection, big item collection, in their contracts. We used to do it, as you remember, 1 week. But as the city has grown, it turned into 2 weeks. And then even after that 2 weeks, it got, even crazier than that. So what we decided when we worked with the city of Paso Robles is it would just be a year-round event. So every single Friday, we have a dedicated truck that's coming and doing all of that cleanup for our residents. And we usually have anywhere from, 20 or 40 customers every single Friday that we're doing that for.
Every single Friday.
Yeah, again, the holiday schedule gets pushed back a little bit with, Christmas and New Year's. So we don't have it on those 2 days, but every other Friday, throughout the whole entire year, we're always running that route and we're always picking stuff up.
That's a lot of work. Well, thanks for all you do for the community, not only what you do professionally, but also what you do behind the scenes to help out many organizations in the community. I know that's been a family tradition for many, many years.
Yeah, that's how I was raised. That's how my dad was raised. That's just like what we do. We get a lot of enjoyment helping other people out, and we are always honored to, you know, have been in Paso for this long.
All right, thank you so much, Isaiah, for coming in. Susanna's coming up next after the news at 1 o'clock and little Paul Harvey. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the remainder of your afternoon, and thanks for listening to Sound Off.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.